Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the political world around us, and in our spiritual path. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by Anne.
Hi, Ann Ortley here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan on a beautiful Monday night. Gorgeous here.
Oh,
got the window open, got the fan blowing. It is
Isn't that spring.
So, yep.
And it is. It went straight from we had damp early spring March weather, then we had one perfect day, and now it was almost 95 today here. So it just went boom, skip it. Let's go straight to summer. And we have summer
coming
up.
Well, they were saying you guys had this enormous heat wave out there, you know, that it was, you were just cooking and cooking and cooking, you know.
That's so exciting. And but we've had a nice wet spring so far, so the trees are well hydrated, but already the fires are showing up around the edges. So we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed for the fire season coming up. And we have summer coming up. Father's Day and the summer solstice on the same day. We go on Saturday.
And Jupiter station to go retrograde.
And Jupiter station all on the same day. And Mercury stationing to go direct on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Interesting
but
week.
Then,
and Mark has joined us, too. He's out there now.
How are you, Mark?
Good. Kind of
and where are you calling in from?
Yeah. New York. I'm in the city.
Wonderful. And so we have the gang
out
here.
You're out in the fire zone.
I am out in the fire zone. It went from rainy to over hot, and now it's over hot. And the moon is in Leo tonight, directly opposed Saturn, and they both square Uranus. So we're really feeling that T-square. And Saturn and Uranus formed an exact square today, and I thought it was interesting that the G7 summit was on the second pass of that Saturn-Uranus square. You know, that Saturn-Uranus square, we can feel the tension between those that want change and those that want to keep it the same. And they're like, and we feel like the G7 was making some progress this year, and so many of our American politicians are kind of trying to hold the reins back. We feel that tension that might be shifting some tectonic plates. Keep our eyes open for minor earthquakes around the globe this week, or this whole year, because of that past goes back and forth, but definitely this week. And notice in your own life, what changes would you like to make? Where would you like the tectonic plates in your life to begin to shift, as that tonight we notice that with the moon opposed Saturn square Uranus. How are the two of you seeing that Saturn Uranus square working out, Anne?
I think I've been seeing it. A lot of clients making big changes in their lives, really adjusting and shifting things. You know, Saturn's retrograde, so he's saying, go backwards, go back and revise the structures so that Uranus, we can go forward with change. So a lot of people have been feeling or seem to be reporting, you know, they've been making a lot of psychological breakthroughs on things. They've been realizing things, finding out stuff they didn't know before, and then it's kind of changing their worldview. So, yeah,
and
so it's been, you know, it's a juicy one, because then I always like the universe, you know, this is kind of like my favorite part about the universe. It gives us a good long time to get it figured out. Like, we had the first square in February, we have this square now, and then we have the third square December 24th. So, you know, we don't have to do it all at once, but we can feel it's coming in, you know, that there's these big shifts and changes arriving, kind of inviting us into the next chapter of our lives. So, you know, kind of fun.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, this one people seem to be feeling there's a real connection between what's going on for my little life and what's going on in the larger society. And you can see the connection with this one. Because there's Saturn, Uranus.
How do you mean?
They're the big guys, right? So that's on the level of society and culture. And my little dramas are playing out within that conflict that I sense at a larger level.
I agree. And I've noticed for people, some people who might not, who are dealing with psychological challenges, you know, some neurological issues or just anxiety or depression, that the Saturn-Uranus square with Mercury square Neptune 3 times over 6 weeks, and we're between those squares. It's kind of, we've got a little room to breathe from it now, but it'll come back in the first week of July. That I've heard from several clients who've dealt with ongoing mental health issues that it's all back, like the ghosts are there. And it's a chance for them to practice their, you know, what are their coping tools that they use to stay calm or to redirect their thoughts or take charge of their thinking process, because the old psychological tapes are back again to be worked on.
Right.
And with that, I've heard of a few of, you know, nasty exes have shown up, as Mercury retrograde is so good for bringing the exes back and go, is this still your addiction? Are you still hooked on this fight?
Right, totally. It's like, hello. They're back. They're back. Well, it's retrograde. It's also square Neptune. So a lot of times it's like they emerge from a fog, and you're like, ooh, you're back, huh? And they do want to talk to you. I mean, you don't actually have to talk to them, but it does. The universe wants you to go back and look, I think, look at the structure of that relationship and see how far you've come, because that's one of the beauties of Saturn, is he says, I have come far since I've done this. And then the other part of it is, you know, how we're going to change based on it, you know. So, you know, kind of, you know, there's something about looking back at your past, either looking at old photos or looking at old memories that kind of remind you of times gone past, for you to go, okay, you know, what's that new thing look like? So it's a big deal.
It is. I also see that a major U.S. mall owner filed for bankruptcy today, and that the way of several malls just didn't make it through the pandemic, which is changing because they're going online. So it's like leaving the brick and mortar and going online. That Saturn, brick and mortar, square Uranus, all the electrical stuff.
Right.
I'm seeing that as one way. I'm also seeing the fight that Trump's Department of Justice is having around, you know, as new information comes out about how they overstepped the line, shaking up the old foundations.
Right.
And some of those foundations are great to shake up. Some of those may be a little scary. So we just kind of keep an eye on how that's shifting and changing through this time. So it's those are, you know, some interesting ways that the world is going forward. So let's look at this week. We've got that Saturn-Uranus. We're looking at people's lives. What do they want to change?
Right.
Tomorrow there's a Mercury semi-square Mars to kind of think about where you want to watch on the irritability, because I've noticed that people, it's like such a nice, lazy, you know, who's got a problem? And then when people get irritable, they get really irritable very quickly. So I'm just kind of like noticing their irritability and go, I'm irritable, rather than take it out on everybody. So there's some minor aspects that will feed that irritability.
Yeah.
You know, the sun, quincunx Pluto on the 17th on Thursday. Then the moon heads into Libra for the weekend, which is helpful to kind of get some connection. I think you're going to find that Friday and Saturday are very nostalgic. You know, as you were saying, we're looking back. And we can look back and look at the good things, like look back, you know, talk to your best friend or an old family member or a love and say, you remember when we did? You know, and kind of see if you can bring some of the sweetness from the past, as well as the muck that might be coming up, but see if you can bring some of the sweetness from the past forward.
Mm-hmm.
that there has been several, you know, there were several shootings last weekend. Again, last night, a driver drove right into a protest in Minneapolis, killed a woman, took out a few more.
I saw that. That's, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's where the psychological issues are kind of lethal. And to notice it, if people start acting out around you, how do you want to respond?
Right.
And choose to do it in a way that works for you. So any other exciting information that you want to pass on to these nice people about Jupiter turning retrograde and Venus out of bounds and all the other exciting things that are going on this week?
Well, Jupiter entered its shadow March 27th, and he's going to go retrograde in October. So we're back to March 27th and kind of revising things from then and saying, okay, you know, this is going to move forward. So there's a lot of energy around how we're going to change our structures, how we're going to involve them in a new way. So it's an interesting time. Because we're being asked with Saturn and Jupiter and Pluto all backwards, they're all kind of giving us a little respite and saying, well, we pushed you, and now you get to kind of not take the time off, but kind of really think about what we've asked of you or suggested to you, and now we're going to give you some time off because when Jupiter goes back into Pisces again next December, we're going to kick up, you know, he's going to be in his ruler then and kind of a happy guy. So, you know, it's an interesting time. It's very swirly. The thing I notice, a lot of people are feeling kind of lost too, because the Sun-Neptune square has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of energy about, a lot of emotional stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark, what have you noticed?
And that, you know, I would say, I want to hear what Mark has to say. I just also want to say that when you can, hold still. In a few weeks, things are going to pick back up again. But if you've got a chance to, you know, when in doubt, just sit still and let this time, you know, don't do something you're going to have to redo. Let yourself refill the wells. Mark, I was wondering if you had any input on how are people showing up around health issues. I'm thinking your yoga students. Because sometimes these aspects can really affect how stiff people feel or what's going on with that.
I think actually people are finding more what they can do for themselves. So there's more of a sense of self-control in treatment and taking care of medical conditions. And, you know, it's not always clear what to do or how to do it, but there's a feeling that I can, and it becomes kind of an experiment on the personal level.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And I also noticed we have a new ocean. Did you catch that in the news?
You noticed what, Mark?
There's a new ocean.
Yeah.
New ocean. Tell us about that.
I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Just the northern, above Antarctica. Apparently it's been recognized for a long time, but not really named. And now they're making it official. It's a separate body of water from the oceans around it. So,
yeah, I thought that was interesting that they gave us a new ocean. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We haven't had one of those
in a while.
And
what they're saying is it's not a new body of water so much as it's then they've named a new area. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they've named
and
it.
The way the water circulates and the whole ecosystem is separate from the oceans around it.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. So that's what makes it a distinct ocean.
Mm-hmm. And that's such an interesting image when I think of how our psyches work, that we're each our own ecosystem and we're all connected.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. We,
that both realities are true there.
They all feed into each other. And a lot of migrating fish and well, migraine and fish, they go from one to the next. So there's no strict boundary, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's so
yeah, there aren't boundaries in oceans, but there's like that general air kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take some callers.
Okay.
Good.
Like a plan.
And, okay, area code 317. And now if we've talked to you lately, well, I'm going to ask you to hold. But hello, 317. How are you?
I'm good. This is Barbara. My birthday is 12/12/1941. And it's
hold
a 209.
Say it again.
12/12/41.
I got a bad connection here.
12/12/41.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
The time is 2:09 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indiana.
And I. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on the eclipse, I had to go
yeah,
to bed.
Right
I was
opposite
so dizzy and so nauseated, I could not, I mean, I could never get out of bed, but so nauseated, so dizzy, and there was no way that, I mean, to get up and teach a yoga class or just the regular things of anything. It was
mm-hmm.
so powerful. And so I see where the past is just coming up and coming up, and it feels like it's to let go of because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to just keep going back to the past. We want to live in the present moment. But I know it's a time for change, but I know I've passed up times before in change times, but, you know, how do you see it? I mean, I keep looking and saying, well, you know, I mean, I can change as far as living in the present moment, letting go of the past. But, you know, I keep looking for ways to change my life. I mean, you know, to, I don't know, do something different. And so I just wondered about this time
mm-hmm.
to,
there's
how do
some
I
interesting change? Things. Yeah. Have you been, go ahead, Ann, I'll let you go.
Well, I was going to say, you have, being born in December of 41, you have the Saturn-Uranus conjunction right in your first house, and the eclipse
mm-hmm.
was a direct hit on your sun. You know, it was a direct opposition. So, yeah, it really, really whacked your chart, and the Neptune's
yeah.
on your nodes. So you're born okay. with a situation astrologers call in the bends, which is a chart that likes to live consciously. You know,
yes.
it really says, okay,
yes.
I want to live consciously.
Yes.
And so this is a big crossroads year with the conjunction, the new 20-year cycle starting up
right.
in your 10th house. And then the Saturn-Uranus is saying, okay, let's get you ready. And then also we go back to May of 2000 when you began a really big cycle then because the conjunction was right on your natal Saturn-Uranus. So you are undergoing, like, probably the biggest metamorphosis of anybody I've seen the chart of. So taking
yeah.
to bed is a good thing.
Well, that was good.
And then when
nice.
You get
yeah.
up again,
okay.
yeah, this is huge for you. So it's really
yeah.
important to comfort yourself. And a lot of stuff coming up that's really old, too, that's
oh,
kind
yeah.
of part of
oh,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's just being super gentle with yourself, you know,
yeah.
and just trusting
uh-huh.
the process of giving birth. You're giving birth to the next chapter of your life. So, I mean, it's huge
I think
in your chart.
That's what I agreed is that it is giving birth, that you don't have
mm-hmm.
to will it. You said that you try to figure out what to change.
Right.
Well, you've got
okay.
Uranus right on your ascendant. What's changing
mm-hmm.
is you. It's not what
yeah.
you do,
okay.
not how
okay.
you're doing anything. It's
okay.
you. And so
okay.
the old stuff comes up, and you're seeing
okay.
it in a different way. You get a chance to
yes.
look at an old memory and then look at it with more self-empowerment. Like,
yeah.
how do I, you know, that's what happened. Now how can
uh-huh.
I learn from that? Or what can, You know, what karma did I clear there? And just trust the process and say, what do I want instead in the future? And really, when the past comes up, it's like, well, how would I do it differently if it showed up tomorrow? Or would I do it exactly the same and pat myself on the back? But when it comes up, it's not a, it just be careful to any pattern of rewounding yourself.
Right.
And stay right here with it. And that process, be present with it. Trust that, you know, as Anne kept saying, trust that process. And don't try to change your life until the metamorphosis. It'll feel more like, you know, when a new tooth is growing in, the old tooth automatically comes out. Like when you've made it through some of these changes, then you will naturally change your circumstance. With Uranus going back and forth over your ascendant this year, and your progressed moon coming to oppose your sun over the next 8 or 9 months, you know, you're really at the high tide of one phase of your life. And you're kind of like looking at it all, taking a deep breath, taking it in, metabolizing it, and then making decisions for the next chapter. Does that make sense?
Right. I just don't, yes, I don't want to miss anything. I feel like many times in my life, I miss the change or something. And I think that was my concern is I know I'm changing. I can feel it. I can feel it very much so. But I was thinking that maybe I would have to do something to, you know, like move or do, you know, different things. But that really
not
does
at the
clarify.
Moment. Right.
Just go
through
it.
Doesn't
it's
be you.
With it.
It's not, you know, the aspects were to your sun. The eclipse was to your sun. And the Uranus is to your ascendant. It's about you and your metamorphosis.
The
and
ascendant
that dizziness
Taurus?
Can be really like you're in, you know, you're in the tractor beam and you're changing from one state to the other. And you're just kind of like noticing, how do I feel differently about this now? What do I understand today that I didn't yesterday? What do I need to feel healthy about my evolution? Not hurry it. Not, you know, you've got a very eclectic mind that's interested in lots of different things. And that's just who you are, and that's a gift from you. Okay?
Right. So just be aware. Be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
Mark, do you have anything you wanted to add to that?
You feel a little lost with all this going on. See how what you do and say affects other people. You'll learn who you're trying to express as you by how other people take it.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll reflect back to you what you need to see.
Yes, that's good. A mirror.
Yeah. People will be holding mirrors for you.
Okay, I like that.
And you can go ahead and ask them if you're not sure. You know, you can ask, you know, what did you think I meant?
Yes.
And that'll become a good dialogue.
I just did that. I just called my granddaughter and asked her, you know, about something I said and, what you know, was she offended? Because, you know, I felt something. And anyway, so, yes, I like that. I need to do that more. Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
that was good.
It's wonderful. Good. And, you know, if you're feeling dizzy, okay, I'm in metamorphosis. How do I feel more stable? But don't be upset with yourself. Don't push yourself. Enjoy that.
Well, I knew that it was the eclipse. I mean, that came to me really quickly, and that made me feel actually good because I knew something was happening and it was big. So that's the first time I've ever been feeling positive about being sick.
Great.
You kinda,
we're going to say goodbye and
and
hope
that it
goes well and that you continue the metamorphosis. It may take months before you really kind of get a view of what it means.
to see the butterfly.
Okay.
Okay. But it is a lot of change. And with Uranus on your ascendant, you can feel very wired and very tippy, you know. So, because Uranus is kind of a sky god. So when you kind of walk it around on Earth, you can kind of feel like, I think I'm going to tip over. And that's a very Uranian thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've all helped me very much. So thank you. It helps me know what's happening. Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
You are
welcome. Okay, and we have a 203 area code here. Hello, Connecticut. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. Yes,
hi.
And when were you born?
October 26, 1955 at 4:59 a.m. And that's in New Haven, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. And how can we help you today?
Well, I have a question for you. Any advice in any department would be great. Similarities to the woman who you just spoke with. My youngest son is getting married in another week or so, and my husband is. I've spoken with you before about he has a neurological situation and.
Mm-hmm.
Affects him psychologically and everything as well, and he's hanging in there, but he's going through one of those times where he's really not doing well, confused a lot, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a question of whether he will be able to attend the wedding or not. He's on hospice. I mean, there's so many things involved, and we're just
what's his birth
at the point. His birth information, he was also from New Haven, Connecticut, May 16th, 1956 at 1:01 p.m. And I can give you my son's also. I just hope it, I'm just wondering
stop
how
there
all this
for now.
Affects everything.
And when is the wedding?
The 24th of June.
And so... You know, right after Father's Day, Mercury's direct. That's good. And the question is whether or not, how does your husband feel about going?
He fully anticipates that he's going. You know, he's wanted to go. He felt that that was what he lived for when he, you know, had COVID this past year and everything else. And the problem is it's just whether he'll tolerate it well or not. Either during, you know, because it's like basically he can only go for the day because it's out of town. It's a long ride. It's like a 3-hour ride. He's, you know,
mm-hmm.
wheelchair, transportation, you know, all that. And just the physical and psychological effects of being out, you know, as well. It's just kind of that sort of thing. We would all love him to be able to be there. His doctors aren't sure how he'd do with any of this.
He'd rather go and die than not go.
Right.
He's
right.
only got 90 seconds
right.
left, so I'm just going to throw this out, and I'll ask everybody else to put in a quick comment. He's really at a place where he's kind of at an end of a cycle. This is what he's lived for. If you can get an attendant to stand by him and help him focus just on him, not you, not somebody else, but a full-time medical attendant for that day.
Right.
I think, if he has to go home, you don't. Think he really wants to go.
He does.
And then
he
may go downhill after that. Mark, what do you see?
That's pretty much the situation. I mean, that's manageable. You can make that work for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
He's got enormous force of will to want to do this.
Yep.
So, you know, he's a Taurus. They
right.
Yeah, they're like the bulls. So I would be like, all right, you know, we've got this covered. You've got an aide. You're set, you know. And, you know, it also check and see with the facility that's possible to get a place where he can – you know, get a bed and lay down. You know, if there's like a, like the ladies' room sometimes has a couch, if there's like a couch in the men's room or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, where he can go if he needs. Yeah. Huh? Say?
I've got him a room at the hotel for, you know, whether he's, you know, they don't think he should do overnight. They don't really think he, you know, would be a great idea, but he's going to be disappointed if he can't. And, you know, he's looking at it as a, you know, going to a resort and, you know, all these kinds of things that he would have loved to have done in the past, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody would, but he's
yeah,
he's
so your job, because it's your baby getting married too, your job is to make him have support. And I get that they say, oh, you know, not overnight. But, it, you know, this is one of those, like, he'd to Heather's point, he'd rather go than not go. And I, you know, when I, when you were telling the story, I flashed on a story. When I was younger, my dad was a physician, and his, one of his patients was getting, his daughter was getting married, and dad had gotten invited to the wedding because he'd been kind of part of the family. And in the middle of the ceremony, the guy kind of tipped over. And my dad went up and worked on him while the bride was getting married. And, you know, he revived and went on to the ceremony because it was very emotional for him. So your husband, with his moon in Leo, like, he has to go. You know, he'd rather.
That's what I mean.
You know, he has to go. So I get the doctors, but, you know, your husband has an enormous force of will. And I think what he right now, Mercury's retrograde, so he has a retrograde Mercury, so he's a little more spacey than he usually is, but Mercury will be going direct on the 22nd and the wedding's after that. So I think he should be fine.
Oh, okay.
A lot of his cognitive stuff will come back.
Okay, because that was the concern and just didn't want to make his whole life worse somehow. That's always the tricky part. So, okay, well. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I don't
we'll send you big hugs and lots of love, you know. So
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've got the hotel room, got the aid, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate all your help with everything.
Thank
you.
You
guys
take
so
care
much.
And good luck.
Okay.
And we're wishing you a great wedding and a wonderful dance with your son at it, you know.
Thank you so much. Yeah. All
right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Everybody, take care of yourself this week. This is Heather Rowan-Robinson signing off from Montana. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Mark Wolf in New York City.
Wonderful.
So have a wonderful Uranus Saturn square. Change. So,
bye.